weekdays from 4.
105 Drive with Julian Clover.
Seeing you home.
Tennis in Cambridge is booming thanks to Murray Mania, with the Australian Open now underway. Cambridge 105's Phil Minot went courtside at the recently relocated Cox and Hen Tennis Club to meet professional tennis coach Charles Harcourt, good name, and learn why the members are backing the world number one Andy Murray to win.
My name's Annabelle and I'm 15.
What do you think of Andy Murray?
I always watch Andy Murray. I really think he's an amazing player. He's very strong and he always plays very well.
Do you think he'll win the Aussie?
Yes, I do.
Okay, that's a good way to think. Thank you.
Thank you.
When most of us think of tennis, we think of champagne, strawberries, a nice summer's day. Certainly not the case today. I'm standing to the west of Cambridge and it's very cold. Just scraped ice off my windscreen to get here. And I'm with tennis coach Charles Harcourt. Good morning, Charles.
Morning, Phil.
I thought you only played tennis when it was sunny.
Oh, it's a winter sport, isn't it? Another 20 years I've been coaching tennis. Oh, it's just grown and grown. People don't play just in the summer. They play in the winter as well, all through the year.
So, as you say, it's an all-year sport, particularly at the professional level. The first question I'd like to ask you, the Andy Murray effect. Now, Andy Murray is number one in the world, presumably for the tennis community. That's fantastic.
Oh, it's incredible. And it started, I suppose, with Tim Henman. Him doing so well in that sort of 96 onwards just boosted the sport. Before, players had lost in the first, second. People never got through to the second week of Wimbledon. When he started doing it, it just changed the game. And then I'm sure that pushed Andy Murray on and others. But, oh, to win Wimbledon like Andy Murray's done is an US Open. And then to win again last year is incredible. And certainly for youngsters, it's got them into the game.
So, Australian Open, it's upon us. Andy Murray starts, as we say, as world number one. How do you think he's going to rank?
Oh, I mean, he's never won it. But you've got to fancy his chances. He's confident. And he knows he can beat Novak Djokovic. So you've got to expect that to be the final. And why shouldn't he win it?
On a local level, the Murray effect, have you seen an increase in younger people wanting to play tennis?
Oh, we have. There's no doubt that Andy Murray winning Wimbledon has driven the sport on. And even in Cambridge, where it's been a popular sport for many years, there are 19 public courts in Cambridge. So the accessibility, the council have done so well to renew courts and encourage the sport. There's even Cambridge Tennis Leagues now that you'll see the posters all over the public courts. So they're trying to encourage people to play league tennis. Doesn't matter what level you are. That encourages players. And the rackets are cheap. Balls cost nothing. They're hanging around anywhere and everywhere. And I know the club we're at, Cox and Hens here, membership is £30 a year for a junior, 18 and under. And if someone doesn't have the money, we'll pay the cost of membership for them.
So you mentioned Cox and Hens. Now, that's one of the, possibly one of the oldest clubs in the UK. But yet we're standing in these fantastic facilities, which, to be honest, they look quite new to me.
Yeah, they only opened end of October. And here we are looking out, but we've got 4 Astro courts, which are being played on this morning, and 4 hard courts, and a new clubhouse. And, oh, that is a treat.
So you were formerly off Maddenley Road, and that's presumably for development reasons. You've moved to this side, which is just behind the rugby club on McGranchester Road. And it's obviously a very popular sport, and presumably that's that reason why this sort of early o'clock in the morning, the courts are already getting busy for you. Do you really play when it's this cold? I have to say, I'm quite cold here.
Particularly if you play singles, Phil, it doesn't matter, because within 5 minutes, you're up and running. So you can put your tracksuit trousers on, and you can get your football hat on, and your racket. Why not? And you say membership, we want to grow the club. We want to double membership. It's about 350. So anyone who wants to come along, oh, please do.
And I have to say, they really are impressive facilities. I can't believe the membership was actually, I thought you were going to say it was going to be like in the thousands, if I'm being honest. These are fantastic facilities. And also, I did also smell on my way in someone's sizzling some sausages.
Oh, well, you've got to welcome the players, haven't you?
Yeah, I like that idea. When I was actually looking for somebody to help us with this feature, your name kept coming up. Oh, you have to speak to Charles. Got to speak to Charles. He's Mr. Tennis of Cambridge. But I noticed when I was doing my research on you, your qualification is an American tennis qualification.
Well, that's an interesting point. I just heard about this PTR. Someone called Dennis van der Meer who set it up, and he used to coach Billie Jean King, and he had a particular method of teaching the game. And when I saw that he actually taught coaches how to teach strokes, not just give them a set of drills and let players play, I was intrigued. And so since 2006, I've been going over to Hilton Head Island in South Carolina. Never knew where that was before, just north of Florida, and been going to their annual, as they call it, symposium. And I realised the first time I went, oh, you never stop learning. I thought I was a good coach, and then I come back every year with so much new material.
So is it better than any sort of British qualification the coach can get?
I wouldn't necessarily say that, but once you get into something, you get into an organisation, you get to meet the people. The Americans are very dynamic, and the world goes to America to learn tennis or to play it. College tennis is massive. Lots of Brits go there. People from all over the world, from Africa, from Europe. And so if it's good enough for those players, it's good enough for me. And 5 days a year, oh, yeah, it's a joy. You know, warm weather in February, who's not going to miss that?
And PTR stands for?
Professional Tennis Registry. And the other thing is it's not affiliated to a particular country. So that I like that as well. It's a worldwide qualification.
Now, because the other tennis courts we have in Cambridge are real tennis courts.
Ah, yes, we do, yeah. We've got a couple of those courts, which is quite something, because there's only 27 courts in the nation.
So real tennis, now that's played indoors as opposed to this cold tennis we're playing, and real tennis is older than tennis.
Oh, it goes back to pre-1500s with those old rackets and much heavier ball.
And in real tennis, you knock it off the wall, don't you? And it's slightly, it's not as constricted as the same way as we'd call conventional tennis?
No, much longer court. And you've got walls, you've got things called galleries where you can hit the ball into. You've got a dead iron you can smash the ball into and win the point automatically. And a particular area called the grill where if you hit it, it makes a loud banging sound, you've won the point.
And you play both sorts, don't you?
I do, yeah.
That must get confusing if you're having a bazoom and you play both sorts on the same day.
Yeah, I am today, actually. Yeah, I've got a match. So with real tennis, you will try and cut the ball, slice the ball. With lawn tennis, where we are here, you will try and topspin the ball, generally. So completely different games.
So Andy Murray's game, what makes him special? What's his USP?
Oh, he's a grafter. But he's not just a grafter. He's now got a big serve. And he's got an all-round game. He's a terrific volleyer. As we've seen in the Davis Cup, he can play doubles with his brother and beat the best in the world.
Yeah, and actually, we should chat about Jamie Murray because I presume there must be more people in the UK playing tennis who actually play doubles than they do singles.
Oh, I agree. Yeah, most clubs, if you come here this afternoon, you'll see people playing doubles. Very few playing singles. And Jamie Murray has had a huge impact on that. And winning that Davis Cup is such a boost for tennis, and particularly for doubles.
So why is it that someone's good at doubles, whereas they're not good at, well, they're not as good at singles and vice versa? And obviously that's all relative.
I think players find their niche. And Jamie Murray, from what I can see, I don't know him, has clearly found his niche. And he's got a Brazilian doubles partner, Suarez, now. And they started last January and they won the Australian Open and they've just been flying ever since. So clearly, Jamie Murray is good at working with another player.
The future of tennis in the UK, how do you see it?
Well, we've got so many more indoor centres. I know in Cambridge we've got Hills Road and there's a David Lloyd. So there you've got 14 indoor courts, and I'm sure there's going to be many, many more. And they're building in the north of England and Scotland. You think of who would have imagined 25 years ago that the Scots would produce the number one doubles and the number one singles player in the world? That wouldn't have happened, would it? So Scotland's going to get a boost, the north of England. There's places in Bolton where you can play indoor tennis. So it doesn't matter what the weather is, all over the country. It's a all year round sport.
So if there's any parents, any Cambridge 105 radio listeners and their parents, and they think their child really, they think, oh, my child's going to love tennis, but they've never had any contact with a tennis club or the tennis world before, mm-hmm. what would you say to them? Would you?
Oh, go on our website and get our number, give us an email, give me a call. We'd love you to get them down to the club and have a hit with them and encourage them and introduce them to other youngsters. It's too good to miss. I understand there are at least 20 full-time coaches around the Cambridge area. So you'll always find a coach if you want one. Youngsters are encouraged. Times have changed. The old days, it was for the older people. But now we want those young players. Whatever age you are, come down.
Sum up tennis for you.
Oh, for me, it's just a joy to get up in the morning and hit a tennis ball. And to hit that clean shot, to be one-on-one against another player. It's you against them. That, there's something special about that. And whether you win or lose, you just want to come back for more.
Excuse me, sir. Can I just interrupt your game?
Of course you can. No probs.
What's your name, please?
Paul Carson.
And you're a member of the Cox and Hens?
I've been, yeah, for a few years now, yeah.
And can I ask how long you've been playing tennis?
Oh, gosh. I think I started around about 85, about 30 years.
OK, well, you're obviously a testament to how healthy it keeps you.
I read an article the other day in one of the papers about how playing tennis into your old age can get you to live longer, yeah.
Andy Murray. The Murray effect. And Jamie Murray.
Yeah, what a guy. Great guy. Tremendous. Love to see him play. Ferocious in terms of his stamina and his determination and passion for the game. Love to see it. Great great effect. In fact, we're trying to grow the club here a wee bit, and I'm sure, in fact, I've no doubt that some of that will rub off here and we'll be able to grow our numbers, undoubtedly. I think we've already had a bit of a lift on Saturday mornings and Sundays, in fact, yeah.
So, is he going to win the Australian Open?
He's come close a few times, hasn't he? I think it's his turn, maybe. Yes, I'll back him.
I'm going to let you get back to your game, and I do agree with your partner. That was out.
Not at all. Love 30.
Oh, that's a very good plan. Put somebody off by asking them a question, then let them lose the point. So Phil Minot there, speaking to tennis coach Charles Harcourt. He was saying, really, that if you fancy your chances of becoming a future Grand Slam champion, then just simply go online and look for your nearest tennis club or public court in the city. 19 in all.